it's important to understand that there is a federal law that requires states to serve all eligible children.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Around 13% of students aged 3 to 21 enrolled in public schools received special education services in the 2015-2016 school year. A federal law requires states to identify, locate, and evaluate all children with disabilities to help them get the same opportunities in the public school system as other students. I'm with Jackie Nowicki, an Education, Workforce, and Income Security Director at GAO, and she's here to talk about her report on states' efforts to identify and evaluate children for special education and how the Department of Education monitors those efforts. Thank you for joining me, Jackie.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Matt.
So what's this look like right now across the country?
At the federal level, the federal special education law requires states to serve all eligible children, you know, kids who are eligible for special education services. So in 2016, the percentage of eligible kids across states ranged from about 6.5% to about 15%, which, you know, given that states are supposed to serve all eligible children, you might think that that is a little bit strange on its face. And so that's what our report dives into here, is why do those differences exist, and is that a problem or not in the context of what the federal law says?
So then why might one state have different special education enrollment percentages from a neighbor?
Yeah, great question. So IDEA, which is the primary federal special education law, as we said, requires states to have processes and procedures in place to identify and determine eligibility for kids who might, you know, need special education services. So those procedures and processes give states a fair amount of latitude within the confines of the law to kind of do their own thing. So things like states are able to determine what does a developmental delay look like in their state. So they can determine their own eligibility rates. They can determine what it means to have a developmental delay. So within the context of the law, for example, in Maryland, to be eligible for special education services, a child needs to have a 25% delay in a developmental area. But in Arizona, you need to have a 50% delay. So you can see with some of those differences how you might start to wind up with different eligibility and enrollment rates across states.
So what's at stake then if students requiring special education aren't identified?
We know that kids who have developmental delays or who are at risk for having developmental delays, that early intervention matters, that the sooner that we're able to help kids get the services they need and the supports that they need to address things like delays in perhaps motor skills or language skills, the better off they are and the sooner that we're able to close those gaps. So it's really important that states are doing what they need to do to find and serve kids who have been deemed eligible.
So it sounds like the main federal law on special education, IDEA, allows for states to determine their own eligibility rules and disability categories. So Jackie, what's the Department of Education's role in this matter?
So education has a more of a monitoring role here. So because IDEA does give states a fair amount of flexibility, education focuses on ensuring states have policies and procedures in place to monitor the implementation of the special education programs in school districts. So education is not about telling a state you must have X percentage of your kids enrolled or served, because that's not the way the law works. Education is more interested in knowing that states have policies and procedures in place to monitor school districts and how things are going on at the local level.
Finally, what do you believe is the bottom line of this report?
You know, I think that it's important to understand that, you know, there is a federal law that requires states to serve all eligible children for special education, but that eligibility can vary from state to state. And so a child who receives special education services and is eligible in one state may not be eligible for those same services in another state because the law gives states a fair amount of flexibility to design their own programs and their own policies and procedures for both finding kids and for determining whether they're eligible for services or not.
Jackie Nowicki is an education, workforce, and income security director at GAO, and she was talking about her report on how states identify children eligible for special education. Thank you for your time, Jackie.
My pleasure, Matt.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.